Well, good morning. This is October 27th sermon from Galatians 5. This is actually a Thursday morning edition because we had a malfunction with our recording system on Sunday. We're going to be in Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. The title is a question: how should we exercise freedom in Christ? Galatians is a book about our freedom in Christ, and the Apostle Paul has explained it many times over. This little section answers the question, how should we exercise that freedom in Christ? We've got 4 points. The first point is daily laboring. How should we exercise our freedom in Christ? Number one, through daily laboring. Chapter 5, verse 13 reads, "For you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." The emphasis that I see is through love serve one another. Every time you have one another in the New Testament, it is because the writer is talking to the church, the believers. Through love, serve one another. That's why we use daily laboring as the emphasis. Daily laboring for and towards other believers through love. After redemption, after adoption into God's family, you will still have a free choice to make. You can serve self or you can serve God. And serving other believers is serving God. And this is a call to a radical sense of community within Christian families and within individual local churches to love one another, to serve one another. It is expected. Paul is going to emphasize later the importance of church community. In Galatians 6:10, you will read, "So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." So how should we exercise freedom in Christ? Number one, daily laboring towards other believers. Number two is daily loving. And that's not limited. This is loving everyone. Verse 14 of chapter 5 says, "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Daily loving is how we exercise, show, and display our freedom in Christ. The whole law is fulfilled in one word, and that one word is love. Now, proper love for our neighbors flows from our love for God. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God." You know the rest. But he says, "And the second commandment is like unto it: love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 22:39. That little phrase, "like unto it," it means the second commandment, to love your neighbor, to love others, like unto it. It means loving others is directly connected to the greatest commandment. In other words, Paul knows it is impossible for you to properly love and serve your neighbor until you first love God. You can't love others without loving God first, at least not in the way God intends. Loving God brings freedom. Loving God brings redemption. And Paul is challenging Christians to use their freedom to properly first serve one another and here love one another, even their enemies. How should we exercise our freedom in Christ? Daily laboring, that's serving other believers. Daily loving, that's serving everyone. And three, daily lifting. Verse 15. "But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another." This is a warning verse. If you bite and devour one another, church, Christians, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. So the flip side of this, the implied command from a direct warning, is don't bite and devour one another. Do not consume one another. So what is the opposite of biting, devouring, consuming? I see it as encouraging or lifting. How do we exercise freedom in Christ? Daily laboring, daily loving, and daily lifting up of our fellow saints. Lifting them up in prayer. Lifting them up through good works. Lifting them up through fellowship. Lifting them up as we worship together, as we meet together, as we serve together. Now, it seems obvious that if you bite and devour one another, that you will be consumed by one another, but don't we act surprised when it happens? Don't we act offended when people treat us sometimes the very way we treated them? People are always pursuing selfish means. We drive angry. We disrespect waiters and waitresses. We bristle against correction. We bristle against authorities. We bristle against people telling us what to do. But then we ourselves are livid when other people treat us the very same way we have treated others. So here's Paul's warning. If you devour one another, you will be devoured by one another. If you bite others, you will be bitten. So don't be shocked. If you hate your neighbor, then you will be hated by your neighbors. And the opposite of this mindset, this biting and devouring and consuming, is encouraging. That's how we need to exercise our freedom in Christ. Through daily laboring, through daily loving, through daily lifting. And notice again before we move on, this one another shows up. This is particularly aimed at Christians. This is not a warning to the world. This is a warning to us. In the church, we can bite and devour one another. So don't. In the church, we can be consumers, consuming one another. But don't. It is a warning. Final point. How should we exercise freedom in Christ? It's in verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. The final point is daily living. And of course, it's living by the Spirit. That's what Paul means when he says walk by the Spirit. He means in everyday life, in every activity, in every moment. That is exactly where I get the word daily from for all these points. Daily laboring, daily loving, daily lifting, daily living. The entire idea of spiritual life in the Christian sense and as evidenced in Jesus himself is daily trust in God. Not just the Father, but God, your Father. Trusting God for everything. Walk by the Spirit, from your daily bread to forgiveness for your deepest sins. Walk by the Spirit, trusting God, from when you get dressed to when you take a final test or an exam. Trusting God in every step, from doing the dishes to serving the homeless. There are varying degrees of many things in life, but God expects us to make him a part of all of them. Walk by the Spirit means staying in contact with the Spirit of God during every moment and in every action and through every decision of your daily living. Verses 13, 14, and 15 together, if I put them into one sentence, it would be, use your freedom in Christ to love God by loving other people, not devouring people, especially fellow Christians. And verse 16, I would summarize as, use your freedom correctly by following the Spirit, not your natural appetites. And wouldn't that mark you as a child of God? Wouldn't that set you apart from the rest of the world? This is the battle of the Christian life. You have freedom right now, and you have freedom every day to choose the Spirit or choose self. The Christian life is not just about mortifying the flesh and focusing on the do nots. Spiritual living is filling up on Jesus in such a way that the Spirit of God, the presence of God, the life of God pushes everything else out of your life. This is the best way to break a bad habit, sinful tendencies. The best thing to do is to start new habits and spiritual tendencies. This is the way the old life fades away. Yes, we crucify it, but we also live a new life that fills us, indwells us, seals us, and shows us and the world that we are the light, that we are the salt, because we are with the source of light. We are with Jesus. So do you want to win this battle of the Christian life or lose it? Do you want to be full of the Spirit or have a hard heart? Do you want eternal joy in the Spirit or just temporary rushes of excitement? Do you want to feel close to God or do you want to be distant, removed, cold? Do you want to feel spiritually cut off? The decision is yours. God has given His church the biographies of many people in the Bible who have walked by the Spirit. Think of Peter. Think of John. Think of Paul. Think of Noah. Think of Joseph. Think of Job. These people walked by the Spirit. That's how you exercise your freedom in Christ. Your faith in God allows you to daily labor for your fellow believers, to daily love your neighbors as yourself, to daily lift and encourage needy people around you, to daily live, walk, breathe spiritual life. It is an exciting and fulfilling thing to walk by the Spirit, and that is the life we need to crave. To walk by faith and not by sight is to love God and to not love the world. This world will offer you many temptations to instantly fulfill you with pleasure, but those pleasures will not last. The joy of the Spirit, however, is forever. The longer you live, the more you will realize how broken and empty the pleasures of this world really are. So choose Jesus today and walk by the Spirit every moment. God bless.